Good morning. It's Thursday, June 4th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. The first randomized placebo-controlled evidence that a GLP-1 drug slows biological aging in human DNA puts semaglutide at the center of today's digest. And a separate NZ Herald deep dive suggests the entire drug class may also suppress cancer, cementing GLP-1s as the most consequential longevity story of 2026. In the cognitive corner, a Psychology Today synthesis of Harvard and Danish population data makes a compelling case that low-dose lithium meaningfully reduces dementia risk. Metformin optimists should read carefully. A new analysis ties long-term use to elevated liver cancer risk, a significant evidence check. New Limit's $435 million raise signals serious institutional conviction that epigenetic reprogramming is moving from concept to clinic. From the research desk, the headline: First RCT shows semaglutide slows biological aging markers in human DNA. According to UCSD Today, a randomized placebo-controlled trial, the first of its kind, found that semaglutide, the active ingredient in Ozempic and Wegovy, significantly reduced the accumulation of epigenetic aging markers in the DNA of adults with HIV compared to placebo. This is the one to read today. Metformin tied to higher liver cancer risk, especially in men and long-term users. From Gastroenterology Advisor. A new analysis in Gastroenterology Advisor finds metformin use is associated with a 22% elevated risk of hepatocellular carcinoma overall, rising to 68% higher risk in users age 60 and under, and 41% higher after more than 5 years of use. Harvard's new genetic clock predicts biological age across humans, primates, and rodents. From Brightcast News. Harvard scientists have developed a genetic clock capable of predicting biological age and remaining lifespan across humans, non-human primates, and rodents, the first to validate cross-species with this breadth, starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. Lithium exposure consistently linked to lower dementia rates. Harvard Nature paper adds weight. From Nature. A Psychology Today synthesis of large Danish population studies, combined with a landmark August 2025 Harvard Medical School paper published in Nature, finds that lithium exposure is consistently associated with reduced dementia incidence, with the signal appearing dose-responsive across cohorts. Caveolin-1 gene therapy cuts brain protein aggregates tied to ALS and late dementia. From Fight Aging, researchers applied a Caveolin-1 gene therapy to a mouse model of TDP43 pathology, the protein aggregation mechanism underlying ALS, and the recently named late limbic predominant age-related TDP43 encephalopathy dementia, and found significant reductions in damaging brain aggregates. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.